Tanner back with you, getting ready for game number two of this double dip. Delta dropped a tough one in game one, 9-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Starting pitcher for Delta in game two is going to be Trayton Sandoval. He'll be facing Yandel Guerque for North Fork. My broadcast is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance base. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So we'll get to the starting lineups as we can here in game. We'll start with the North Fork Miners. Leading off will be their catcher, Grayden Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Hunter Moreno. Batting third will be the pitcher, Yandel Guerque. Batting cleanup will be the shortstop, Parker Penny. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Colson Hollenby. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, Zed Vasquez. And the seven hole will be the designated hitter. I didn't quite see the number on that. We'll get that for you in game. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Will Poutre. And batting ninth will be the second baseman. I believe that is going to be Penny. So Taylor sets the leadoff. One for four with a double and a run scored in game one. Taco Time first pitch is in there for strike one. Taylor steps out now back in. Hank's got his sign. There's the 0-1. This one on the ground to third. Third baseman for Delta. I think that's Bynum over there at third. We'll get it across the diamond for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Hunter Moreno to the plate. Time first pitch to him, fielded by Bynum on the first, and strike three on the put out there as well. So Yandel will come to the pitch for where it gets you for four with an RBI run scored two stolen bases in game one. That pitch is in their first strike. Gill one misses for a ball. Guerque steps out now back in. The pitch on the ground, high chopper to through again on the first. He airmailed it, but Rip Lockhart not able to make the tag. And Guerque on it first via the air. Parker Penny will now come to the plate. Penny went for four with a stolen base and a run scored in game one. Pitch misses for a ball. One hope. Some lifted high and deep down the left field line, hooking foul and lands just in front of the wall in foul territory. Count even to Penny. 21-26. That's in their first strike. Runners going. Throw down by Bear. Up line. He sends it into center. Huerque. Be safe at third. Camps even the penny. This is wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the top of the first inning. Pitch. This is low. And count is full. Payoff pitch. Two. Penny is popped up over the backstop and out of play. That one hit a car. That just ruined somebody's weekend. Hope their insurance is paid up. Pitch. Now back to the backstop again. Tank has his time. He's set. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss on the curveball. Bear comes down to first. Score the put out. And Delta gets out of the first. No damage done. We'll go to the second. And we'll do that after this break. It was Delta Panthers baseball. Presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy to drop off and pick up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Back with you here at Delta High School. Headed to the Delta half of the first as North Fork unable to score in the top of the inning. We'll see what Delta can do here in their half of the first. But leading off for the Panthers will be number 9, Rylan Bynum. Bynum playing third base here in game number 2. He'll be followed by Landon Clay. Plays the shortstop. And then the Clayton Sprout will be batting. Brady Grado will be in center field. So Bynum in the first game. 2 for 4. Stories at an RBI quarterback. Back of time, first pitch to Bynum. This is Bynum 5. Taco Shine is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh and prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. The 0-1 is hit into center field in the center fielder. Able to make the play out there. Now Landon Clay will be at the plate. takes ball one. One out, misses, and it's two and up. That's it. Two months after, the pitch, where it hits. The five pitch, down to 7. Route to the plate. Crazy. At a 3-run home run in the first. Not bay three other times as well. Eddie's still in the machine. You pick off throw to first, not in time to get close. He's back in. He's left on right, matchup here. Huerta has the sign and delivers. A catchy outside corner for strike one. Lifted in the left field. Play comes up to third on the double nice route. Brendan Bear will come to the plate. The Delta catcher. See him on the left side. Popped up foul on the left side, out of play. Ace is on the board, one ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch to Brendan. Pitch high. Ball 2-2-1 to Bear. Pitch. Swinging a miss. And Jones even. The pitch popped up foul out of play on the left side. Where K is set and delivers to the 2-2. ball is going to be in the dirt, bounces away from Taylor, but he's able to track it down. Chance for a pull. Ty Reed will come to the plate. So Chaz Russell played as the courtesy runner for Bear, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. The right fielder struck out in the first game and had a couple of errors, and then was struck out defensively. Taco time, first pitch, got his uniform, and that's an RBI the easy way for the young freshman, and Delta's on the board, 1-0 on the 7-5 scoreboard. And now Connor Workman will come to the plate with one out and the bases loaded. Pitch is a ball. This one's on the ground short. Parker Penny up with it for second. And the throw gets by the first baseman Aguilera. And the umpire going to call interference on the runner, I believe, Ty Reed, coming from first. Or maybe it was interference. It was interference on, I believe it was Wilkes. But regardless, that will be the end of the inning. Delta only able to score the single tally here in the first. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Gary Ryer.
To relax, let's get the sense of a real feeling of stress. Sports therapy massage and body work, especially in the pain and stress relief since 1999. Call the Mesa Group today at 4299. Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Again, we're back with you at Delta High School. We have clarification on the end of the inning there. They called interference on Tyree for not sliding in first, or excuse me, at second base. So Delta with the one and the second inning. Paul Beek, that's the designated hitter due up for Northport. They stand the ball out for a second inning of work. The ball in base one. Each throw there at a stolen base, a couple runs up. Pitch. That's their first strike. That's a couple of breaking ball across the plate. One. Sam Dumbo quickly up 0-2. Tank has his side. 6-5. Lifted in the center field out underneath it. And what happens? And Zed Vasquez will come to the plate. Vasquez 1-for-3 with a home run, a couple RBI and a run scored in the first game. Pitch. Vasquez laid off, but it didn't get first run. You know what's the stand of all? That Josh misses the start of the game. The pitch on the ground in the hole on the left side, that's through. One out, single for Vasquez. Tyler Marshall come to the plate. He's the designated hitter here in game number 2, batting for the first baseman, Ian Aguilera. Pitch, as the runner goes, throw downs offline. And Vasquez gets stolen base. The 1-0 pitch misses outside. Ball 2. Good pitch. Curveball misses high and inside. And it's 3-0. Pitch. That one catches the inside corner. March thought it was ball 4 and started walking across the plate. Plate umpire Marty Rivers says, "3-1 delivery from Tank. This one will be lined in the left field. It's going to get down for a hit. Workman up with it, gets it in quickly. Vasquez advancing. The runners at the corners now for the Mariners. Right fielder Will Poutrain will come to the front. Delta leads 1-0 on the scoreboard. Scoreboard here, top of 2 and 1 out. Looking to roll 2. That's it. All right. Sandoval set. So this is the 0-1. This is high. Sam C. One-one, runner going. Pitches low, misses. Kemp 2-1. Okay. Good block by Bear behind the plate. Miners with runners in second and third after the scoring base. The pitch is going to bounce away from Bear back to the backstop. And Vasquez will score from third. One ball on the Sunflower from the scoreboard. Marks advances 90 feet. Now he'll be the runner on third. They are out to talk to Sandoval out of bounds. A streaming broadcast sponsored by Helmet Motor Company. The shop based box and Helmet Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget. So service made easy with drop off and pickup available. Visit HelmetMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helmet Motor Company. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That curveball misses. And the 5-pitch walk. Runners at the corners once again for Northport. So Payson Kenny will come to the plate, but not before we get a scroll to the mound from head coach Steve Ryan. Delta Cabinet Company, the proud sponsor of mine. Streaming broadcast, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company, locally and family-owned for over 30 years. This is DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. The Sunflower Room is another prime sponsor. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and body work. Specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment at 429-30 minutes. Creighton Sandoval, there might be an injury here to Creighton Sandoval. Breyer comes out of the might be a little behind right now. Maybe he's cramping. Who knows? Lower extremity cramp, maybe in the hamstring or quad. Because it looks like he's trying to work that out. He's going to drum in his right hamstring there. So might be tightening up on him a little bit. It is probably the best day we've had for baseball yet. The temperature. Low 80s, I believe, in Delta today. So definitely want to stay hydrated. Like we're good to go here. It worked out. And Jason Kenny will come to the plate. Pitch. This is hot. So Boutre the runner at first. Kyler Murray the runner at first. Sandoval has to sign. Catch the runner. Here's the 1-0. Runner from first is going. Boutre has to throw him back. Bear fakes the throw, tries to induce the runner. Marches to him back. We're tied up here in the front of the board. That's it. Pitch. That's a 4-pitch Delta Cabinet Company block to move the bases. That'll be bring top of the batting order, Grady Taylor to the point. Found his ass to third leader. Score time. The pitch. And the pitch. The ball is outside. Aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. One run for each team on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Here's the pitch. One left, line is left, and foul. Send the ball ahead, McKenna. One, two, Taylor. Pitch. First ball, strike three looking. And one for Sandoval is the second out of the inning. Bring Hunter Moreno to the plate. The North Fork third baseman grounded the third base last inning. Pitch. Swinging the bat. That nasty from Japan. That was on the outside corner, strike. Looking. And then Cleveland's on the strike number two, get Delta Anderson. It's only the one run scoring. Tied at one on the Sunflower Group. The score will go to the bottom of the second, Delta Anderson, 7-8-9 to the plate. My broadcast is sponsored by Downing Steel and Chain, 1935. I just them a call today at 874-15. Steel and Chain. And Creations on Main, that's another proud sponsor of Mike. Broadcast and Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 best all-around restaurants, big seafood burgers, and more. Check out the weekly specials on Facebook. Stay up to date on every third topic and Creations on Main. Stop to identify Main Street and Delta experience. Delgado was 2-for-2 with an RBI reach on the error in game one of this double-header. Delgado to send it against right up, right matchup here for the Panthers. Delgado now steps in. Pitch. Line foul on the right side. Here's the 0-1. Curveball for strike two. Here's the pitch. Delgado couldn't check his swing, and he'll go down swinging for the first out of the inning. That's the first inning. And now Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay didn't appear in the first game. Clay has been nursing, recovering from a shoulder surgery this year. surgery to repair some leg bone damage back last summer. Back at some infield work in a JV game this week, which was pretty good. Played on the varsity level as a designated hitter this season. The pitch. That misses inside, and it's the four pitch. Delta Cabinet Company walks to Clay. Excuse me, the leadoff inning, and now Rip Lockhart will come to the plate. In game one, Lockhart singled, reached on an error, came around to score a run. Good lead by Clay down at first. Hold on by Aguilera. The pitch is lined back in the center field in front of base nine. First pitch swinging into Delta first baseman lines it in the center. And Delta's got runners at first and second in the top of the lineup. Tyler Bynum, he let off Delta's first flying out to third. Pitch. At the base first, correct? Hurricane set, delivered to the 0-1. Curveball misses high. Logan Clay, the runner on second, one right at first. Aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. The pitch on the right side in the hole. Lockhart going to be pinched from second. Clay going to be pinched from second. Lockhart hustling from first gets to third, and Delta breaks the tie. It's 2-1 Delta on the Sunflower River scoreboard. Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando walked in the first, came around, scored Delta's first run. Back on the first pitch, the wind is fouled off out of play on the right side. Pitch. Off-speed pitch in there for strike two. But I'm going to have to battle now with two strikes. The pitch. It's back. Play steps up. Pitch. This one lifted into left field. Left fielder Hollenbeck comes in on it, makes the catch. Lockhart tags. Brayden Sprout will come to the plate for the second time today. Excuse me, in game two, he doubled. First at bat, got an RBI. So, Bynum at second, Lockhart at third. Sprout at the left side, the right hand. That was outside for a ball. is the 1-0 from Guerrique. That misses outside. And the pitch. On the outside half of the plate is the beat. And the pitch. That one fouled off to the backstop and counts even at two. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the second. Delta leads 2-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Five of a kind out there. Pitch. This is on the outside, and the count's now full. Sprout steps out, now back in. Pitch. Bounce to the plate. Sprouty goes from a full count, so don't forget the company walk to load the bases. That'll bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear drew the walk last inning. Now he's up there, two outs. Look at that, the Delta's lead. Pitch. Low, outside, ball one. Back, Jack, full of Panthers. They're looking to get a base hit here. The pitch. This one. It deep to left center. That's going to bounce off the base of the wall. One run scores. Two runs score. Three runs score. A bases clearing. Two out double for the Delta Catchers. Chaz Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner out at second. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed was hit by a pitch, got the RBI last inning, but just the front end of a double play ended up being called for interference and Workman getting out at first behind him. The pitch hit deep to right. Boutre back on it, and it is gone! That one got up there and carried. Boutre was at the wall and watched it go over his head. So the two run for the Delta right silver. Delta blows this one open. 7-1 on the scoreboard. Brings Connor Workman to the plate. He's the nice batter in the inning. Two outs. Space is empty. Like I said, he was called out at first on interference last inning. The pitch. Go once and square, okay? This one lifted in the left field. And he will retire side, but not before Delta does some major damage, putting six across in the inning. We'll head to the third. Delta up 7-1 on the scoreboard. My streaming broadcast is brought to you by Grand Mesa Motorsports. They're Delta's premier ATV side-by-side. Accessories. They've got it. Service department with certified technicians, special ATV and snowmobile service and repairs. It's at 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Another fine sponsor is Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company is cabinet design solutions for a home and office. It's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And, of course, the presenting sponsor for my broadcast is Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, fed the ball out, now with a little bit of a cushion, work the cushion, Delta leads 7-1 in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, leading off the third for the Miners will be the pitcher, Candle at the market. He reached on a throwing error by Bynum back in the first inning. Stole a base. Stranded on third. Okay, straight one. His center doesn't settle in now. Was battling some cramping last inning. Here's the 0-1. Curveball. Nasty and strike two. Sandoval throws up several different articles as a master. He's out of guessing all the time. They sit in the center field. But with Sandoval hitting his spot, his curveball nearly unhittable. Parker Penny will come out of ended the first inning, as a matter of fact, with that. And in creation of main strikeout. Sandoval checks where he came down at first. He's going to pitch. Strike one to the throw off line. Burke with the stolen base. Burke off running before Sandoval, even when it was one up there. So Burke in scoring position for Petty, but no one count at plate. Pitch going to be yanked down the left field line and foul. So quickly 0-2 to the North Fork shortstop. And the pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-2. And the pitch. Curveball stroked into left field with a bounce in front of Workman. He throws it in. Werke. Has to hold up at third as Workman got it in quickly. The runners at the corners after that single. Colson Hollenbeek will come to the plate. Hollenbeek 0-1 today. Flew out to Sprout in center field. Last inning. Long look in by Tank. He'll check the runner. Penny at first. Good lead by Penny. The pitch. Penny's going. Pitch is high. Throws down. They had a play on it. Clay took the throw in front of the bag at second. Trying to induce Querque to take home on the throw. And he didn't. The stolen base for Penny. So couple runners in scoring position now as Bear able to block that pitch in the dirt, and it's now 2-0 to Hollandby. Back-to-back base hits lead off the inning for Northport. A couple of stolen bases. And Miners have a couple of runners in scoring position. But 2-0 will be hit through the hole on the left side. Workman up with it quickly. So that'll be the third straight single. And runners once again at the corners are scored. And Delta still leads 7-2 on the Sunflower Lane scoreboard. And Vasquez singled last inning, stole a base coming around the score. That was the first minor run. Pitch. Inside. Daddy Steel Machine pick off throw. Got the lock start at first right there, not inside. And the ball stares in. He's got his sign. 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's an off-speed pitch to Velasquez. Count even. The pitch as the runner's going. This is outside. Back to the pitcher. Again, trying to induce the runner off a third. And not successful. It's all in equal skill. Second. Northport again, runners second and third. Out of that goes 2-1 count at the plate. Pitch. Curveball at the strike. For Sandoval to come back with another hook here. The count even at 2. Pitch. Nope, it's a fastball swung on and missed by Vasquez. In creations on main strikeout is the third one of the game for Tank. It's the first out of the inning. And Tyler March will come to the plate. March singled last inning and stole a bat. Pitch, swing and a miss. It's a nasty curve. A little bit breezier now here as we're entering mid-afternoon here in Delta. The pitch, curveball's in for strike 2. A curveball starts out almost a foot inside on the right-hand batter. He's back in over the plate. The 0-2. About back to the backstop. One out here. Third Delta League 7-2 in the Sunflower Resort. And the pitch. That's ball misses outside. And the ball has this time. So kick and fire. Curveball, strike 3, looking. Great fill. And in creations on main strikeout number 4 is the second out of the game. Inning. Now Poutre. Well, Poutre to the plate. Poutre walked last inning and stole the base. Pitch. Performance outside. Zach takes this, Zach takes 5, and it's now 2-0. Pitch. That one catches the zone, and it's 2-1 to Poutre. pitching once. That misses the zone, and it's 3-1. And the pitch. Curveball, then for strike two, and the count is full. The old reliable 12-6. The pitch. Oh, just missed the zone on that hook. Sandoval, and I think everybody else here in favor of Delta was thinking that was strike three. Instead, bases would be full of minors. Jason Penny will come to the plate. Penny walked last night. The pitch. Fastball for strike one. Plate umpire Marty Rover, one of the better strike zones here at the high school umpire. So he says it was a ball. I'm going to have to take his word for it. The 0-1 evens the count at once. Pitch. The ball is good. Ball is one strike, two outs here at the top of the third inning. The pitch. Snapped at the left field. Workman up with it. Gets it in. One run's going to score as Sandoval cuts it off. And Hollenbeek scoring. So the bases will remain loaded with that RBI single, but Delta able to limit it to the one run. Flip the lineup card, and Brady Taylor will come to the plate. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. Game 2, at least, the pitch. Foul back to the backstop, and over. Delta lead 7-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. No one delivers. In there for strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs here. Top of the third, here's the pitch to Taylor. Popped up, fouled back over the back. Pitch. Folks, fouls at the backstop. It's 6 in the top of the backstop. I'm expecting to see a curveball on this pitch. You get it? That's like pretty inside out. Taylor had no idea what to do with that one. And he sits down on the inning, creations on main strikeout to end the inning. The strikeout of the game for Sandoval. Delta will send 7-8-9 to the plate again in the third. Same as the strike. Time for Panther Pride. The 3A state tournament, the 3-1 home victory over Salida on Thursday. Jessica Black, Aylin Dale, and Rexy Sotomayor. They're playing in the state 16 match at the Colorado Academy, as we've seen. We have a score on that game. If you want to give me just a second here, I'll tell you that the Rexy played Delta in hardware. Delta Instruments been in business since 2015. Delta Instruments 120 from the 100 times that we want to. Delta Instruments. 74 on the field. So that's the end for a great season. Liner to second. Penny up with it. Jason Penny on the first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Logan Clay to the plate. Clay with a four-pitch walk last inning came around to score. Pitch. That's all high. First K out of the windup, the 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Down season. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. At the knees for strike two. Clay going to have to be tough with two and protect him. Pitch. Breaking ball. And in creation, Vermeer strikeout. Second strikeout of the game for Guerkin. Got Clay looking for the second out of the inning, and now Rip Lockhart will come to the plate. Lockhart singled last inning, came around to score. The pitch. In the dirt. Ball one. From Blair. Okay. Baker misses outside. Ball two. The pitch. Squad. Lifted high down the left, or excuse me, third base line and out of play. Breaking ball misses high. And it's 3-1 to Lockhart. Two out of the bottom of the third. Pitch. Breaking ball misses strike to the jump four. They are pitching for it. Low. Walker draws the rest of the average of the auction. Find a terrible company. Ryan went 1-2 in the day over the IFR report. Considered game two, I should say. D they took the lead by Walker Bennett first, but then they're going to call it off. The last part remains the second. Walker in the scoring position after the balk now. Taco Stein's first pitch to bite him, and there's a bat on the way. Pitch is low. Brew will step out and I'm back in. Field. Right fielder food tray in on it and makes the pass. So Delta with the right column there. I'm able to do any more scoreboard head to the fourth you're listening. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Insurance and Sophie Trust. State Farm Insurance Agent, contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. Get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Sandoval out the first to fourth. Going to face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for North Court. That's Moreno, Guerra Kay, and Parker Penny. Like we're going to have a substitute at third base. Porter comes into the game. I think it's going to be a straight substitutions. I don't see Ryland Bynum anywhere else on the field. So Porter will take that one spot that Bynum had previously in the lineup. Hunter Moreno will come to the plate. He's 0-2 with a strikeout in game two. His pitch from Sandoval. So ball is high. Moreno steps out and now back in. In the 1-0 delivery. That pitch is in there for a strike. Counts even now to the minor third baseman. And this for ball on this side. Left field line. Players will retrieve it. You're back to action. The 2-1 from Sandoval. Fouled off. Out of play. And the count's even at 2. And the pitch. This one will be a base hit in the left center. Workman fields it. Gets it back in. The leadoff single by Moreno. And Yandel Guerrique will come to the plate. Guerrique has singled, reached on an error today. Stolen a base. Four to run. Just stolen a couple here in game two. Good lead by Moreno down at first. pitch by Sandoval. Chopper on the ground foul down the third baseline. Sandoval pitches in and set. The pitch. The ball in the dirt. Coming in from Soda Coach down there at third base. Duarte back into the box. This one popped up behind first base. Lockhart called off by Delgado, and Delgado gets the first out of the inning. That'll bring Parker Penny to the plate. Penny, one for two, the strikeout here in game number two. Also, come to the plate with one out here. The top of the fourth, clean belt, the lead 7-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hunter Moreno, the runner at first. There's lead there. He's going. The pitch. Throw down is not in time to get Moreno. Long look in by Trayton. Set now. Is the 0-1. Her ball misses inside. Can't see it. But it's just inside the black there. Pitch. Blocked by Bears. Well, this is 2-1 to count now to Kenny. Pitch. Popped up. Clay underneath it. Calls everybody off and makes the catch. After a leadoff single by Moreno and a stolen base, there's now two outs, and Colson Hollenbeek will come to the plate. Hollenbeek one for two with a stolen base here in the second game. And pitch. That one misses the outside. Hare tried to behind that one, he could get the call from Roddy Rover behind his plate. Pitch. Curveball, one strike, two outs. Top of the fourth inning, Delta Beach 7-3 on the Flower Ridge Global. Sandoval stares in, he's set. And the pitch. This one lifted into short right field. Reed coming in on it. It'll bounce in front of it and he'll pick it up. The run will score on the RBI single. When it got hit high in the air and just died as it got out into right field, Reed not able to sprint in quick enough to get it. 7-4 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard with all being the runner at first. Covering Vasquez to the plate. Vasquez wants to see with a strikeout today. Taco Fan first pitch of the missing high for a ball. Vasquez has also stolen a base, scored a run here in the second game in the double dip. The 1-0 pitch from Tank. Swing and a miss. Pitch, runner's going, swing and a miss. They're not able to get a throw off. One ball, one strike. Excuse me. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Top of the fourth inning. The pitch lifted into left center, and Sprouty's out up there. Squeezes it home. Delta surrenders just the one run. And the Pioneers will strand one. So up in the bottom of the inning for the Panthers, 2-3 and 4. Takes the lead 7-1, the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Our streaming broadcast brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. Pre-owned and CC the shop station by for Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com. Stop by 750 and Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Taco Time is another proud sponsor. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh with their own style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to go to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So, Clara K now to work the bottom of the fourth inning. Say, Landon Clay, Sprout, and Bear. Lando Hero, for one in game two, is reached on a walk for Delta's first run in the first. Clay will step in for this right on right matchup with an assistant table for his team. Pitch. This one, if the ball flies, ending up with it, Payson is in the right spot on that one. First out of the inning. He's marked in double here in the second game. Pitch. That's a quick run for a strike. Pitch, breaking ball on the outside half, and it's an impatient thought named strikeout is the third of the game for Guerker. Second out of the inning, and Brandon Bear will come to the plate. There's double to one. Three RBIs, and one. It's courtesy runner Chad Wilson for running here in game number two. Okay. Put the ball on the outside corner, and that's right. Also, the catch of the game. Pitch. Shot. The Tiger Delta in order. And people who look to the fifth inning, Delta, they came. Sunflower Room scoreboard, I 99 that are playing for the minors. Sunflower is a sponsor. My broadcast here. He is helping to drive the state in Sunflower, the state in Sunflower. I'll make an appointment today at 8:29:39. We're going to have a pitching change. We've got Donnie Raley coming into the game for Delta. The Grand Banks of Motorsports pitching change. Grand Banks Motorsports, Delta Premier, ATV side-by-side for Mobile. And outdoor Clinton dealer, whether you're looking for the latest product and change today. That's clothing and accessories. They've got it. Plus, the financial service department, by definition, we specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. This is 1325 Highway 50. Grand Banks Motorsports, you are the number one priority. Donnie, so far of the year. No, 588 are limited to 5 appearances, which are 5 strikes. Really, southpaw that throws the sidearm. It's about the batter to pick that ball up out of his hand, I imagine. We'll face March, and Payson Penny for the Vipers. March 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a stolen base here in game number 2. Rayleigh. You know, one and also the strength. Really quickly ahead on the minor designated hitter, the pitch. This is high and outside. And the pitch. So about back to backstop. So will remain 1-2. The pitch swinging up there. Inside fastball. Mainly soccer. Excuse me. And it creates a main strikeout. Now, Will Poutre will come to the plate. Poutre has a couple of walks and a stolen base here in game number 2. That pitch over there for a ball. The 1-0 also misses. It's 2-0. Bailey's set. And 6-5. That's on the outside corner of the street. Roughly 7-4 on the Sunflower scoreboard here, top of the fifth. Pitch. A back to back stop. And the kick with the evil two. The pitch. This is on the outside, and now I have a full count. Two balls, two strikes, one out here. Top of the fifth. They off pitch from Braley. Catches the inside corner for strike 3, look it. And it creates will come to the plate. RBI here at game 2. pitch. Fouled off the plate. And delivered the liner into right field for a base hit. Lead up with it. Now single for Jason Benning brings the top of the batting order and bringing Taylor to the plate. Taylor 0 for 3 with a couple of backward K's today. Hockard holding Penny on at first. The pitch. Machine pick off the first that was way off line from Grayley. It's going to go all the way into the field corner. Well, Hockard finally tracked it down and then to the first to third of the error. So with two outs, Hockard down as a runner on third, and Taylor has a 1-0 count at the plate. Pitch outside. Pitch. Going inside and Spino. Grayley with some work to do now to Taylor. Bearing from the side. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Nope, he's going to step off. Now here's the 3-0. It's in the dirt. Blocked by Bears, so a 2-out walk. It's Taylor at first, and we'll bring Hunter Moreno to the plate. Moreno 1-for-3 with a strikeout here in game 2. Still on the base, scored a run. 2 outs here at the top of the 5th, out for the 7-4 on the Central Florida scoreboard. The pitch. Chop foul at the plate. Stressed out. It's a couple of practices. All right. The pitch. Runners going. Popped into right field. A little poke base hit. An RBI 2-out single. And Reed misplays it. And another run will score. So it's down 7-6 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And he'll come to the pitch trying to help his cause. Hunter's going from down and way offline. And that's a stolen base by Moreno. Barricade is 1-for-2, return on air here in game number 2. A couple of strong bases and a run scored. Here's the pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Drop the fifth, the pitch. Logo in the screen, Bob Delta. Clinging now to a one-run advantage, 7-0. This pitch. That set the knees for a strike, so. The count's full. payoff pitch from Raley. Popped up foul on the right side. And out of play. So we'll go back and do it all again. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. This is inside. Randy gives up another 2 outs. So the Cafe Company walk. That'll bring Parker Penny to the plate. Penny's going for 3 with a strikeout here in game number 2. He's stolen the base and scored a run. The pitch. That misses. For a ball. The 1-0 from Raley. Popped up. Short center field. Sprout coming in on it. Makes the catch. Helped to add in the inning, but not before some damage is done. 2 runs in for the Miners. Delta with a 1-run advantage. 7-6 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Go to the Delta half of the 5th. 5, 6, and 7 holes due up at the plate. Audi Fueling Machine. Crowd's watch my broadcast. Since 1935, Audi Fueling Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, train service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Put together with Audi Fueling Machine and help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Audi Fueling Machine. And in Creations on Main, another proud sponsor of my broadcast. And in Creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Gastelum Round Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main and Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So we're getting out to stage. Reed, Workman, and Delgado. Reed with a 2-run home run back in the second inning. He's also been hit by a pitch today. 3 RBIs total here in game number 2. This is the pitch. Breaking ball taken for strike 1. You know, 1 to the Delta right fielder. Swing and a miss. He's going to have to be tough with 2 then. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Dasher Taylor throws down to first to finish the out. That'll be the 4th aid in Creations on Main strikeout of the game for Hurricane. Got a Workman to the plate now. He's 0 for 1. Take it 0 for 2. Pitch on the ground to the left side. Third baseman Moreno up with it. And the throw's going to pull Aguilera off the bag, and Workman will be safe at first. That'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. Delgado moves for 2 with a strikeout here in game number 2. Off the pitch. This is outside. Burke has his side. He'll check Workman at first. Comes home with the 1-0. That's going to get past Taylor. Now Workman down to second. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delta leads 7-6 on the Flower Ridge scoreboard. That's his time. Hello. Swing and a miss by Delgado. Hurricane with a long look in. The check Workman at second. Now as he's set, now come home. Curveball in for strike two. Okay, again with a long look in. Now the 2-2 delivery on the outside corner for strike three. Two outs now in the Delta half of the fifth as Logan Clay will come to the plate. He's struck out here in game number two. Worked with the runner at second. Werke spins as he's coming back. There's the Dazzling Steel Machine pickoff throw down to second. Work the back end. The pitch, breaking ball to the zone. So with one to lose. Play steps out, now back in. And the pitch taken high for a ball. Burke has the sign he likes. Checks the runner. Now comes home. Look in by Guerrero. That man. And comes home. High and outside. Ball three. Guerrero checks. Picked off a strike. Now that's what he likes. Comes home with the 3-1. Swinging a miss by Clay. And counts full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, Delta leads 7-6 on the Santa Clara Arena scoreboard. The pitch misses, and Logan Clay has drawn a two-out walk. And bring Rip Lockhart to the plate. Delta, that's Delta Cabinet Company walk, as runners at first and second. Lockhart has singled and walked, come around to score today. Pitch. This is outside. Burke's set. 1-0. That misses low outside. Pitch. One lifted into short center field. It's dropping fast, and the center fielder, Vasquez, did not come up with the catch. It's going to be an RBI single for Lockhart. And Delta extends their lead by a run. It's 8-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay ends up at third. Now Ryland Bynum will re-enter the game. The pitch. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Runners on the corners for the Panthers. Pitch. Breaking ball just catches the inside corner. Now Bynum's going to have to battle with no balls, two strikes, two outs here. Pitch. Lockhart's going. That's down the line. That's okay. Looks fair from my vantage point, but it's all foul. No argument. Steve Breyer down there. He probably had the best look at it. So. Back and do it again. Lockhart the runner at first. Play the runner at third. The pitch. Fouled off on the right side is Rooster continues to battle. Bynum gathers himself, now steps back into the right side. Marquez is there in. The pitch. Runner's going. That pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Chandler. Keeps Logan Clay from scoring the third. Lockhart with the stolen base. Barricade will pitch from the windup now. It's the 1-2. This is high. And the count's even. This is why I was involved in the pitch. It's in the right field. That's like a one run, and Lockhart will hold up at third. Logan Clay scores from third on the RBI. Two out single by Bynum. Now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando over 2 with a walk here in game 2. He's also scored a run. Up and back foul out of play. Ryland Bynum the runner at first. Chris Lockhart the runner at third. Hurricane set. The 0-1 runner's going. Straight steal there by the Panthers. Counts even at 1 now. Delta has found out 2 runners in scoring position. Let's find them out at 2nd and Lockhart at 3rd. I'd imagine a base hit would score 2 here. If the 1-1 comes in, it's high. Play steps up. Now back in. Barricade out of the windup. Said the dirt's going to get by the catcher, Taylor. Lockhart hustling from third will score. Third run in of the inning, and Delta leads 10-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum advances 90 feet as well. He'll be on third. Deuces wild across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the 5th inning. The pitch. That'll be high as the count's full. Play steps out, now back in. Payoff pitch from Guerte. It is low. A two-out walk drawn by Landon Clay. Now it looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Looks like we're going to bring in the left fielder, Hollenby. Like Moreno is going to head out to third, to left. He seems to believe that Guerrique may be taking over at third base. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business for shipping to Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gibson. Truly, you want everything shopping about Delta Ace Hardware to help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company is also a fine sponsor of my broadcast. Delta Cabinet Company is cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your Delta Cabinet Company. So the numbers for Hollenby on the season. No record, 5.00 earned run average in 6 appearances, 10 walks, 13 strikeouts. Just waiting to see if Guerrique does indeed move over to third. Sent by here at the bottom of the got runners from the corner. Sharon went to third lane to play the first. Grayden will be coming to the plate. Like Parker Penny will be moving over to third. Where it will take over and left on right here for Sprout. Play is going on the pitch. He will steal second. We've got a couple runners scoring position now. The breaking ball in for a strike on Scott. Fredo one for two today. Two with a double and a strikeout. Dante Smith is the outside corner. The count even now. Here's the 1-1. That pitch misses as well. Steps up, comes back in. The pitch. Back to the backstop. Counts even. Two outs. Pitch on the inside corner for strike three, and Sprout can't believe it. And in creation, Tom Maine, strikeout will end the inning, but not before damage done by Delta. They increase their lead at 10-6 on the Sunflower scoreboard as he heads to the sixth. 5-6-7 in the batting order coming to the plate for Northport. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Johnny Raley will be out to work the sixth. Like the re-entered Bynum will stay on to play third where he started. And the other place. Haley will finish. He's working up top. Get ready to go here. So, current pitcher for the Miners, Colson Hall, will be getting off. 2-3-3 with a couple stolen bases and RBI here. Dr. Frank's first pitch of the game is for strike one. Delta did drop the first game. That pitch misses inside. Here's the 1-1. That one's going to hit Hollandeek in the elbow. Like we're going to get a pinch hitter is number 30. Wayne Allen will come in for Ben Vasquez. Pitch is outside. Pitch. In the dirt for Bailey, and it's 2-0 down. Hollandeek being held on at first by Lockhart. Got a good lead down there, the pitch. At the knees for a strike. Allen steps up, now back in to the right side. Celeste Raley, the pitch, runner going. Misses, and that throw is offline. Easy stolen base by Hollandeek. 3-1 down. Pitch. Head into center field and Sprout with the diving catch. Quick sinking liner into center and Braden able to lay out the tire out. Hollandeek returns to second and Tyler Marks will come to the plate. Marks went for two with a couple of strikeouts in game number two. A pitch misses for a ball. One over Braylon. He's outside. Pitch, swing and a miss. Here's the 2-1 from Donnie. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Good season. Top of the sixth inning, Belton leads 10-6 on the Sunflower Green scoreboard. The pitch. It's going to be a liner in the left center. This one's going to go all the way to the wall. Sprout's going to track it down at the base of the wall, gets it in, and marks with an RBI double here. Bill straight to the plate, and Steve Ryer to the mound. I think we're going to get a Grand Mason Motorsports pitching change. Jacob Hancock is going to come to the mound. Like we might get a defensive substitution as well, as Phil Black is subbed in, I believe, to left field. To take a break, you're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, the Delta Panthers have offered a wide range of quality and including laser cutting, steel fabrication, service, and plastic, and so much together with Gowdy Steel and Machine. Help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Gowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Mark Kenner back with you here in Delta, and Josh will come in on the sports pitching change. Joe Black is going to play left field. Hancock did pitch in the first game for a couple of innings. That was trying to. So Hancock will face Will Boutre. Boutre has struck out and walked twice, over the base. Second game of our double dip. And Josh stares in. He's set now. The pitch from the inside. First run. Tyler Marsh, the runner out of second after his RBI double. Just the one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The one from Hancock. Down to the backstop and quickly home and choose to the North Fork right field. Hancock, the third pitcher of the game for Delta. The pitch chops foul at the plate. Chuck has his sign, delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Inning creation from main strikeout to second out of the inning. And now Payson Penny will come to the plate. Penny 2-for-2 with a walk and a run scored here in game number 2. Belton got it from behind. The pitch. This one lined at the center field for a base hit. Sprout up with it, gets it in quickly, prevents the run from scoring. Two out single for Penny, and no runners at the corners. Brady Taylor will come to the plate. Taylor is 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts, walk and run scored. Hancock stares in, checks the runner facing Penny at first, looks at the set, and the pitch. Runner goes. No throw by Bear, and still still on base from Kenny. Someone else? That's Brian Schumer. All right, here's the starter at second and third. The pitch. On the ground to third. Bynum can't get it. Clay knocks it down. Infield single. Late to the run. But because Clay able to knock that down deep in the hole, it prevents the second run from scoring. So again, runners at the corners for the Miners, two outs. Delta, the two-run advantage, 10-8% lower scoreboard. Hunter Moreno at the plate. Moreno 2-for-4, down the steering machine. Pickoff throw the first by Hancock. And I'm not sure if you can hear that or not, but somebody is extremely unhappy here under the camp seat. The pitch, runner's going. It's just inside, they're going to spin and hit Moreno on the elbow. So that hits batsman is going to load the bases. It's two outs. And Yando Guerrique coming to the plate. Guerrique 1-for-2 with a walk and reach on an error here in game number two. Also has a couple of stolen bases that are unscored. And got set and pitch. Taken high. Long look in for Hancock. Now he's set. Here's the 1-0 delivery. That catches the inside corner and the count's even. And pitch. Sticks outside. Okay, steps up, now back in. And the 2-1. That's on the inside corner for a strike, and the count's even. This is wild. Balls, two strikes, two outs. Number 22, Jacob Hancock on the mound. Here's the pitch. That's low. Hancock stares in. Got his card. Here's the payoff pitch. The liner past Clay into center field. That's a couple RBIs that are going to tie the game for Guerrique. Moreno is up at second on the single. Pitch to Parker Petty. This is Kyle for a ball. Score tied at 10. Another jump ball over the scoreboard here. Top of 6. 2 outs. 1-0 to Petty. Pitch. This is low. It's 2-0. And the pitch. Liner pass, Bynum at third. One run will score. And they're going to send Guerrique from first and he will score. And the Miners have gone from down two in the top of the sixth to up to 12-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Penny will take second on the throw, and North Fork has batted through. Like Connor Workman to re-enter the game. And if they can't, got going to go to left field. And this Grand Mason Motorsports Station change. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Got our Workman with a 10.5 earned run average in three appearances. Two walks, three strikeouts on the season. He's only pitched in 2 2/3 innings. So got a very large sample size for Connor. And Hancock on the pitch and change goes to the left. So, Miners have scored six in the inning and retaken or taken the lead, 12-10 on the Sunflower Green scoreboard. Olson Hall and B hooked up the lead. Let off being hit by a pitch, stealing a base and scoring a run. Here's a pitch from Workman. Excellent strike. Trying to get 6 minutes of it. Get the place. Long. The pitch. At breaking ball, that's the inside court. Owen Beek disagrees, but regardless, it's Owen Chip. And the pitch. From this outside. On with it for Workman. That is fine. Check. That's Penny. And the 1-2 pop up. Workman gives Jacob the left player over the backstop. The ball comes here in the top of the district. North Fork with a 12-10 advantage in the final scoreboard. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Count these in it, two. Got his sign. And this one popped up to Clay on the left side of the infield. He'll make the catch. And the inning finally is over, but not before Miners able to score six, take the lead 12-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta will come to the plate in their half of the sixth with the 4, 5, and 6 holes coming to the plate. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Shopping Town is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared and style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Shopping Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Back to Delta High School, I'm Mark Cantor. Getting ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Delta Tomlin Beach will facing Bear, Reed, and Berkman. Brendan, so far here in game two with a double and a loss. Three RBI and Chaz Wilson scored a run in his 32 runs. Bear looking to get on here. He's up the table for his team. They got some work to do here in the next couple of innings if they want to. That was a split in this double dip. On the cast this time. The pitch. That misses. That misses on the outside. All the big chairs there. Set. And the pitch. This is high on the outside. Bear steps out. Now, step back in. And the 3-0 delivery from Holmes. That's in the dirt in a fourth pitch. He walked the lead off the sixth for Bear. And now Jazz Wilson turned around as the courtesy runner. And Jonathan Nichols tries to win. The with a murder strike out here in the game number two. He's off a hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBI total. And a run score here. Looks like a game of the double dip. Complete by Wilkes over at first, held on by Aguilera. The pitch. In for a strike. On the stairs here, no count of stress, and a doughty steal of machine. Not a pickoff throw, but he did turn and act as if he was going to throw toward first, real fast. Good lead by Chaz down there at first. Another doughty steel machine turn, and they're going to call a balk. So Wilkes takes second on the balk, called by the umpire Marty Grover, and a runner in scoring position for the Panthers. Don't want to read. Wilkes is going, and no, takes the steal. As Reed will take ball one of the count deep. All of these checks, Wilkes. Now comes home. Chop foul on the plate by Guy, and now he's going to have to battle. He tears in. Look in. He's set. And the pitch. It'll be popped up down the first base line in the short right field. Right fielder can't make the play. Couture with the error. Reed ends up in second. And Wilkes is at third. That'll bring Connor Workman to the plate with no outs and two runners in scoring position. The tying runner at second. Workman, now the pitcher of record. He is 0-for-2 and reached on an error scored here in game two. Field in. Minor. Pitch. Swing and a miss. That comes back here. On the mission side. Turn the 0-1 delivery. That's in the dirt. Bounces away from the catcher, Taylor. And Wilkes is fourth and third. The Delta was in one now. 12-11 on the for the Wild Kids. Reed is the third, and Kirkman to the plate with a 1-1 count. Tying run down there at third base in the form of Ty Reed. Pitch. That's going to hit Workman. With no outs, runners at the corners. Jesse Delgado coming to the plate. Delgado over 3 with 2 strikeouts here in game number 2. Drive in the tying, possibly the winning run. Seems to work with over there on first. Go ahead, runner. Pitch. Up the down, 12-11 on the St. Barbara's scoreboard. Workman with a good lead down there at first. He's going. The pitch lifted into center field. Vasquez back on it. Makes the catch. Reed will score from third. And the score is tied at 12 with the sack fly by Delgado. Workman retreats to first. And Logan Clay will come to the plate. Loads with a strikeout and a couple of walks. A couple runs scored here today. Workman with a good lead down at first. Multi set. Hit the pitch. Taken inside. Trying to come in from Steve Ryder down at third base. Play back into the right side. The pitch, Workman going. The pitch is slow. Workman is in space flight. So Workman steals his way to the scoring position with 2 outs. Take it 1 back. Colin B with the 2 outs. That's inside. On the kid for Hollandy. Now we set the pitch. Play taking the whole way is rushing for sure. Here's the 3-1 Bumblebee. He popped up foul at it. And now there's three balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Score tied 12 on the Trent Flower League scoreboard. Payoff pitch. Off the foul. Nope, this is going to stay in the first. Nope. Now foul, and catcher Taylor cannot make the catch. And the error will give play another chance. Play steps back in the two lines. Runner on second is working the pitch. Lined into left field. That's a base knock. That's going to the wall. That'll be a double for Clay. An RBI double at that. And Delta has retaken the lead. Here with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring Rip Lockhart to the plate. Lockhart 2-for-2 with a walk today. He's actually stolen a base. There's an RBI and a run scored. It's Mullenby. It's the tie. I'm sorry. That pitch is going to bounce off the catcher, Taylor. He can't track it down. He can't find it as it rolls up the first base line. And Workman will, Clay advances to third. So it's one out. Logan Clay's at third. Rip Lockhart stands into the 2-0 count. Pitch. High. Pitch. Four pitch walk to Lockhart. Delta will have runners on the corners. Go to coast out of the dugout. We're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change here. Get you the information on that when we get back from this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
The fielder will come in to relieve Holland B. This is going to be Zed Vasquez. And I believe Holland B will go back out to the outfield. Delta was one out here in the bottom of the sixth. They've retaken the lead 13-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Panthers will have runners at the corners. Logan Clay at third, Rick Lockhart at first. Looks like we're going to have a pitch runner down there at first base. It's going to be Brett Leho. Rylan Bynum at the plate. Pantyhose is off and running before the first pitch. Delta with a couple of runners in scoring position now, and 1-0 count to Bynum. Bynum 2-for-4 on in the second game. And two folks, one foul down the right field line. Brewster with a couple RBI and a run scored. Double and a single take. Low, it's going to get by the catcher, Taylor, and the runners will move up there. Lowe's will score from third, and Leho answers that base to replace him. Delta now leads 14-12 on the Sunflower Room score. Balls one strike, one out. To Bynum. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch. Lined into left center. That's going to roll to the wall. That's an RBI double for Bynum. Delta extends their lead. It's 15-12 on the Sunflower scoreboard. It's now played at 4. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Clay's 0-for-2 with a couple of walks here in the second game. Stolen base and a run scored. The pitch. Foul out of play on the right side. Aces. Bruiser. Basket, foul back to the fence, and that's what it did. Basket, that's for a new baseball. Pitch. One popped up in the right field. Boutre over there. So Clay with the sack fly. Brady Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty with a double, a couple of strikeouts and a walk here in game number 2 as an RBI in the short. Swing and miss at the Taco Time first pitch to be the pass. The ball rolls away from Taylor slowly. He's able to track it down quickly and find him not able to score from there. Pitch. And they're going to call a box on the pitcher. Vasquez, and Bynum will score from third. Out to my Saturday at the end of the television. The ball won't strike with 2 hours here in the bottom of the 16th. They'll be 12 on the 10th by 8. Pitch. Goodbye. Yet. one will be lifted into right field, Poutre over, and makes the running catch to retire the side. But not before Delta retakes the lead, 16-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Headed to top of the seventh, and 6-7-8 holes for the Miners come into the plate. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or free-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer.
Back with you at Delta High School is your Panthers lead, 16-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Rip Lockhart will re-enter the game as Connor Workman stays on the mound and works the seventh inning. So Connor will face Vasquez, March, and Poutre. Vasquez four here at game two. Currently the pitcher record for the Miners. Workman will stare it. Also misses outside. Baskin steps up, now back in. And the pitch. Popped up. Vasquez, nope, it's going to be Lockhart. Nope, Vasquez will make the catch. Delgado makes the catch there at second base. Now Tyler March will come to the plate. March 2-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts here. Game number 2, got a double and an RBI. Also will run score. Pitch popped up on the left side. Workman's given chase and got a play. The ball's one strike, one out here in the top of the seventh, Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Workman stares in. Got a sign. That's 6-5. Swinging a miss. So Workman, way up early here. Can be a bad 0-2. And the pitch. Inside corner. And increases on main. Strikeout looking as he's second out of the inning. Miners down to their last out here in game two of this season, regular season ending double dip. So Poutre will come to the plate. Two strikeouts, two walks, and a stolen base here in game number two. pitch helmet low. There's it. That means set. And the pitch. Now out of play. And the count. Popped up on the right side and out of play. One ball, two strikes, two outs here at the top of the seventh inning. Delta Lead 16-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. And in creations on main, strikeouts will end the game. Two strikeouts for Connor Workman here. It is one and a third inning of work. Delta is going to take the victory 16-12 here to split the doubleheader. Player of the game is going to be Rick Wachhart, who's 2-for-2 with a couple of walks and a couple stolen bases. An RBI, 3 runs scored here in the second game of the doubleheader. Player of the game is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solution for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Now we'll wait and see where the chips may fall. Delta will be on the road next week somewhere for the regional tournament. Once again, final score here in Game 2 from Delta was Delta 16, North Fork 12. This is the listening deck. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Reiner, State Farm Insurance. We will talk to you next Saturday. Have a good day.